B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off, 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line. You'll be doing it a lot tonight, I think, after they clinch it. Anyway, we put together the calls, the good ones, the bad ones, the indifferent ones, the ones that entertain the most in a little package we call sound off. Let's see what we have today.
If, and I say if, because I mean if, the Sixers actually get past Toronto, they're not going any further. And that's because James Harden is not James Harden anymore. And if I'm the Sixers, I do not give him a long-term deal.
You know, not a good time to be talking about that. It's just not. You know, they're going to win this series. They got a fighting chance against Miami. I would not be shocked if they beat Miami. So let's just see what happens.
What a bunch of hypocrites. You're ripping Nick Nurse about the wine about the rest. And now you guys are doing it. You want some cheese with that wine? Come on, guys. Here's a handkerchief. Stop whining.
Who's ripping the refs? I never read the refs.
I didn't say nothing about the refs. The refs
people
were
on social media do because they're fans.
Right, and the refs were bad. The Sixers were also bad.
Yeah, so, come on, man. My man's angry.
He's always angry.
Every call is angry now.
Yeah.
Boom, a gem story. Outstanding. It brings up whether I was part of a violation or not. As a kid, I used to hang around a convenience store, and I would talk to the cashier, and we were just talking sports. I'd be in there during, you know, half a shift. So would that be considered a violation?
No, that's not a violation. But if you're the boyfriend hanging around because you're a slovenly lazy ass with nothing else to do, that's a violation.
Yeah, he's talking about as a kid.
You can have a convo with your favorite cashier.
Yeah,
you know,
talking about sports.
I'll tell you what, you got a hand at the Ben Simmons, man. Perfect crime. Trick people into thinking you want to play basketball, get them to sign you to a big contract, and then you're set for life. You never got to play again. Like I said, perfect crime.
You know what? Maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe my man never plays again. And he goes, the joke was on you. I just wanted to get my money. See ya. And he and Maya Jama go happily into the night until she gets bored that he's not working. And then she dumps him.
Because she does work. She comes home.
Yeah, yeah.
She sees
works.
Him with his feet up on that video games.
Yeah.
No dinner cooked.
Uh-huh.
She's not going to have that.
Yep.
After the Phillies made their 19th out last night, the first batter in the seventh inning, they had struck out 14 times, and of the five guys who didn't, only three actually recorded outs in fair territory. I know Hernandez was bad, but that is still ineptitude. There's at least a dozen high school offenses who would have performed more competently than the Phillies did last night.
Yeah, no, high school offense would have, but I get your point. You can't strike out 16 times. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Don't worry, Mikey Miss. It's going to all work out. The Sixers are going to destroy Toronto tonight, and therefore they will split the first two on the road against the Heat. And thank goodness it didn't go your way, or the Sixers would have the series now, and they'd be 0-2 going back to Philly against the Heat.
No, they wouldn't have the series now. They have a week to relax. We ain't talking about how the series. The other series isn't over yet.
I'm saying they have to play tomorrow.
Yeah,
Sixers, and it would start.
Well, right. If I got my wish, they'd be asleep and they'd be chilling and practicing. What was wrong with that? All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the ones?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.